So most of the Book of Yirmiyahu is prophecies, but sometimes it becomes a biography or an autobiography. Chapter 26. At the beginning of the reign of Jehoiachim, son of Yoshiyahu, this matter came from Hashem. So during the time of Yoshiyahu, Yirmiyahu is not really prophesizing so much, or maybe not this prophecy, because Yoshiyahu was a pious king trying to eradicate idol worship. But Jehoiachin is a new era. And we start with a prophecy, and then we see the story play out, what happened with the prophecy. It's a short one, short prophecy. So said Hashem, stand in the courtyard of the house of the Lord, the temple, where there'll be a large crowd. And speak to all the inhabitants of the city of Yehuda who come to bow in the house of Hashem, all the matters that I command you to speak to them. Do not remove a word. Al tigra davar, do not subtract a word. Perhaps they will heed and repent, each man from their evil way. And I will retract the evil that I'm planning, that I'm devising to do to them as a consequence of their evil actions. V'amar talem, you should tell them this is what Hashem said. If you do not heed me to follow my Torah that I place before you, and heed the words of my servants, the prophets, who I sent to you time and time again, and you still did not listen, what will I do? I will render this house like the Mishkan, the tabernacle of Shiloh, which was destroyed after standing for a long time, hundreds of years. And the city of Yerushalayim I will render a curse for all the nations of the land. That's the prophecy. The Kohanim, who were serving in the temple, and the prophets, the leaders, and not the real prophets, because these were the pandering prophets, the people who were pandering to what people wanted to hear, and all the people that were there heard Yirmiyahu speak these matters in the house of Hashem. It was as Yirmiyahu concluded to speak what Hashem had told him to speak to the entire people, obviously in a loud voice, which caused an uproar. The Kohanim and the prophets and all the people seized him. They literally seized him and they said, sorry, Mot Tamut, you will die. We're going to kill you. This is over, man. We're sick and tired of your shenanigans. It's over. Why did you prophesy in the name of Hashem saying the house will be like Shiloh? And this city will be destroyed without inhabitants. All the people of the assembled are gathered around Yirmiyahu in the house of Hashem. The princes of Yehuda, the representatives of leadership, heard about these matters. They heard about the commotion and the anger. And they went up from the house of the king to the house of the Lord. And they sat in the entrance of the new gate of Hashem. So basically, the tribunal of the city would convene at its gate. This new gate was obviously this new area in the non-sacred part of the Temple Mount, outside the Beit HaMikdash courtyard. So basically what they were doing is they wanted to create a formal court case or a formal rebuke. The Kohanim and the prophets said to the princes and to all the people, saying, this man has a death sentence. Mishpat mavet le'ishazeh, because he prophesied against this city as you heard with your ears. Can you imagine? Jeremiah said to the princes and to all the people, saying, Hashem sent me to prophesy about this house and about the city, all the matters that you heard. I am simply a messenger of Hashem. And now get yourself together, better your ways and your actions, and heed the voice of Hashem your God, and the Lord will reconsider the evil that he spoke against you. Well, Yirmiyahu's a lot of things, but he's no coward. He's not going to back down under pressure. And I, behold, I am in your hands. Do to me in accordance with the good and accordance with the upright in your eyes. In other words, you want to kill me, kill me. Asuli katovi yashar b'enechem. However, know that if you execute me, then you are placing the sin of shedding innocent blood upon you and upon the city and upon its inhabitants, as truthfully Hashem has spoken to me, and I am literally saying what I was told to do. When the princes and the people heard Yirmiyahu's defense, they said to the Kohanim and the prophets, his prosecutors, this man does not have a sentence of death. Ein la'isha azem mishpat maves. Why? Because he's speaking in the name of Hashem. So basically the elders from the kingdom, they said, the people and the princes stood up against the Kohanim and the false prophets, and they defended him. Men who were the elders of the land rose and stated to the entire assembly of people, saying, Micha the Morashtait. In other words, they're quoting an older prophet who prophesied in the time of Isaiah and in the time of Chizkiyahu, king of Yehuda. And he told all the people of Yehuda, saying, "So said Hashem, Zion will be plowed like a field, and Yerushalayim will be heaps of ruins, and the Temple Mount will become a pile of dirt and stones like the mounds in the forest." Did Chizkiyahu, king of Yehuda, and all of Yehuda execute him? That's not what happened. Rather, obviously they weren't happy, but didn't Chizkiyahu rather fear the Lord and plead before Hashem in this very temple, and Hashem reconsidered the evil they spoke against them? And if we act differently and we decide to kill Yirmiyahu, we are performing a great evil against our souls. Ra'ah gdolah al nafshotenu. So basically, these elders brought up an older story of the time of Chizkiyahu, who took the words of the prophet to heart. And did not disregard them. And then there was another story. There was also a man who was prophesying in the name of Hashem, Uriah, son of Shmayahu from Kiryat Yarim. And he said the exact same thing about this city and about this land, just like Yirmiyahu did. So King Yehoyachim and all his mighty men and all the princes heard these words, and the king sought to execute him. Uriyahu heard, and he was afraid, and he fled and came to Egypt, which is outside the jurisdiction of the king. And Yehoyachim sent men after him to Egypt, El Natan, son of Achbor, and other people to Egypt. And they took him out of Egypt, and they brought him to King Yehoyachim, and they killed him by the sword. And they threw his corpses to the graves of the lowliest member of people. So in other words, now they brought up a very different story with a very different outcome. And now we have two conflicting stories. So Yehoyachim this time does not interfere with Yirmiyahu and allow the people to hold a public trial of sorts for Yirmiyahu. However, ultimately, the hand of Achikam, son of Shaphan, a prominent prince, was with Yirmiyahu, so that he would not be delivered to the people to be killed. But that's how the story took place. Literally a public trial, two opposing stories, and absolute chaos and heartbreak.